Last summer, Hurricane Rita tore through Texas and Louisiana. It left nearly $10 billion in damages and more than 100 people dead. But Rita didn't get nearly as much attention as a storm that had struck a few weeks before, Katrina. Journalist Joyce King explores the struggle for survival and racial turmoil during Rita's aftermath. Her new book is Forgotten Hurricane, Conversations with My Neighbors. And she told me Rita still hasn't gotten its due.
So a lot of people have asked me as I've traveled with the book, what was the name of that storm that came right after Katrina?
How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel sad to see my neighbors who were so compassionate and so supportive of Katrina evacuees. A lot of people don't know it, but right after Katrina hit, the first place most of Louisiana went was right across the border into places like Orange, Texas, Vidor, Texas, Jasper, Beaumont, Port Arthur, because it is right there on the Louisiana line. And these were the neighbors that took care of New Orleans before they went on to the larger cities in Texas like Houston, Dallas, Austin, San Antonio. Unfortunately, no one knew that Rita was coming 3 weeks later. The evacuees from New Orleans and Mississippi were then evacuated for a second time along with Southeast Texans.
Why don't you tell us some of the stories that you gathered for this book? Because you have so many, you know, different families, different volunteers, experts.
I really thought one of the better stories in the book involved 2,000 people who were trapped for more than 45, 50 hours almost on school buses that had been loaned to them by the Beaumont Independent School District. And these were mostly black people trapped on yellow school buses going through East Texas trying to outrun Rita's landfall. And a lot of towns turned them away, and they thought it was based on the fact that they were black. And it turned out that a lot of it was based on the fact that the little towns were full and had no shelter, although they did run into acts of racism. So I was very touched by those stories of some of the people I met on the school buses. And I was also very touched by a lot of law enforcement who stayed behind. They often get a bad name. They don't get the credit that they're due for some of the hard work that they do. So I did feature some law enforcement volunteers. The book is, in fact, dedicated to a good friend of mine, Jefferson County Sheriff Mitch Woods. And people said, well, why'd you dedicate the book to a white sheriff? But he's a good guy, and he stayed behind. He made sure they were going to have to rescue people, and they did.
Someone whose story stuck out to me was Curtis Barbe.
Oh, yes.
Is that how you pronounce his name?
Coach. Yes.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about him.
Coach Barbe has lived in Newton County for, I guess, 20 years or more, and he is the high school football coach there at Newton High School. Newton is just a few miles from the Louisiana state line. Again, it was one of those places where Louisiana evacuees poured into. Well, Rita interrupted football season, and a lot of these young men were seniors, and they were not going to get a chance to vie for the title. And Coach Barbe, when Rita hit and did this damage, he got his young men together, he brought them back, and they won the state championship in their division. They went 13-0. And there was one young man on the team whose house was totally demolished. And Habitat for Humanity came down to Newton County, and a lot of the football players worked to help rebuild their teammate's home. I was very inspired by that. I could see that this coach had done a lot more than teach these young men the importance of scoring touchdowns and winning games.
How did you go about gathering these stories? Because you have so many in the book.
It was 7 months of driving from where I live in Dallas, Texas, to Beaumont and always getting a hotel room. And then I would just venture out into what we call the sticks. I would go to places like Woodville, Texas. I would go to Newton, which you just mentioned. I would drive to Jasper, back and forth for about 7 months. And I would record conversations. So the book is very true to its title. I would simply sit down and ask, can I tape this? It was very emotional. There were times I had to turn the tape recorder off, and sometimes I would just end up hugging people or just standing there.
I want to ask you about another serious issue. You know, you talk about driving around gathering these stories, and you're a black woman like me. I've been in the same situation for different projects, you know, driving around kind of by myself in places that may not always be welcoming to African Americans. Your book, Hate Crime, talked about some of the more tragic incidents in the region that have happened. Did you ever feel personally unsafe?
There was something funny in the book. I didn't go voluntarily. I didn't know I was going to a deer hunter's camp in the thickness of the wilderness one night, but I think that's probably the most afraid readers were for me, is that I found myself at a deer camp at a party back off in the piney woods of East Texas, and it had not been explained to me where I was going until I was there that night. And one of my friends back in Dallas said, "Are you out of your black mind? Back off in the woods with a bunch of deer hunters drinking?" And I said, "I really didn't know where." They told me they were going to grill some steaks and, you know, Joyce come and go with us. And I was the only black person there. And I looked around and I said, "Oh, my God."
Yep.
And they still had the deer in the truck. And I was like, "No, no, I'll take your word for it. I don't need to see it." So I never felt unsafe. I think readers sensed that, why is she so comfortable? And it is because I have given people the benefit of the doubt, where they've taken a lot of heat from incidents where three or four people have participated in something, and they definitely would like it on the record that they are more loving and open-minded than that, and you will always have the types of people to do hateful things that could happen anywhere in America.
All right. Well, on that note, we thank you so much, Joyce.
Thank you very much.
Joyce King is the author of Forgotten Hurricane, Conversations with My Neighbors About Hurricane Rita.